Good evening. It's so great to see all of you out here this evening. We are very thankful for your presence, and we are thankful that you've decided to gather here with us tonight as we worship and praise our God in song. If you are a guest from the community, we absolutely appreciate your presence, and we would invite you tonight to stop by our guest center on your way out so that we can get to know you a little bit better. We have something back there we'd love to send with you if you're a guest from the community to help you in your walk with the Lord. So we appreciate your presence. We have many guests because of a nearby lectureship that's going on, and we appreciate you being here with us. We know there are lots of places and lots of friends that you may have wanted to meet with, and you chose to worship here with us tonight, and we are very thankful. I am excited because one of my best friends is here tonight to lead us in our period of worship. His name is Terry Francis. He works with the East Shelby Congregation outside of Memphis, Tennessee. And he's selected several great songs of praise and edification. He's going to be leading us in those this evening. As we get started, Brother Timothy Ruffin from Chattanooga, Tennessee, is going to be leading us in prayer. And at the selected time during the singing, Brother Rick Lanning from up in Minnesota is going to be leading us in a prayer. And then I'll have some comments at the end, and we'll have a dismissal prayer at that time. So thank you very much for being here with us this evening. And without further ado, we will begin our time of worship. Brother Timothy Ruffin will lead us in that prayer, and then Terry will begin to lead us in song.
Let us pray.
Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you now humbled before your high and exalted throne. And we thank you for creating this earth, and we thank you for forming us from the dust of the earth and wonderfully crafting each and every one of us. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we have now to pause midweek and reflect on spiritual things and sing songs of praise to you and give you all of the glory and honor that you are certainly due. We thank you for sending your Son into this wicked, cruel, and corrupt place and dying on the cross so that we may have hope, joy, and peace. We pray that you continue to bless each and every soul here that is represented today and continue to bless this congregation. We pray that you be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Let's begin with Saints, Lift Your Voices. I encourage you to sing out tonight. And look forward to our time together. we're going to sing is Listen to Our Hearts, as we ask God to listen to us. And the great promise is that God listens to His people. Let's sing out once again.
Do-me. How do you explain?
Song will be Ancient Words. When I sent this, Edwin said that you may not know this song. It is easy to learn, but the words are fantastic. As we sing tonight, we're going to sing about salvation, and we're going to praise God for that, but that is all based on the ancient words. And so we want to sing this song together.
Do-so. Holy words, long be said for our Lord in this world. Things that sound in God's heart, oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of mine, words of old, give us strength, help us grow. In this world, there
days of Elijah. This is a terrific song that speaks to God's salvation and uses a lot of different stories from the Bible. And this is the version, in case you were wondering, that has that part, "There's no God like Jehovah." We want to build that up to the end of the song. Why don't we stand and allow you to stretch a little bit and sing out for this great, great song. No soul. Several months ago, we learned this song, "How Deep the Father's Love," and at our junior high and high school Bible study one Sunday night, I said, "Let's sing this song." And one of the kids said, "We don't want to sing that song. It's boring." This is a great song. And it is not boring. It is beautiful. How deep the Father's love. Going to sing the first half of the verse quietly, louder in the second half. No. Lamb of God, our Lamb that came to take away the sins of the world. Your only Son, your sins
Amen.
Let's bow. With our eyes closed, Father, we fall prostrate before your throne. And through the eye of faith, we can see your true majesty. We see the 24 elders. We see the four living creatures. We see the myriads of angels as they all sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And Father, we say the same. And we pray, Father, as we live here below and we're limited as to what we truly can see, help us to know as we read our Bibles that you are truly awesome. We're grateful, Father, that you have, in your love, shared Jesus with us. You allowed him to leave heaven and come to this place. And Father, we're so grateful. We owe you everything. And Father, we're grateful that the forgiveness of sins is found in such a cruel way on Calvary's cross. Father, every day we think of that, and it appalls us as to what we've done. And Father, we're only grateful that now we have the forgiveness of sins through the shed blood of our Savior Jesus. Father, we're grateful as we gather here tonight and we sing these songs to know that in heaven itself that songs are being sung to you on a regular basis. And that, Father, we long to join in that chorus, that hallelujah chorus on that great day. Father, we're grateful for this congregation and the elders and the deacons and those who serve as ministers and preachers of the gospel. Father, we're so mindful that this is a wonderful place that we can gather together and we can have a refuge from this world. But Father, to know that as we leave this place and as we've sung these songs and prayed these prayers, that it has lifted us up to only go out and to be a light in this dark place. Help us to know, Father, that there are millions of people that are lost in sin and that we might be the only light that brings them salvation. Father, use us in your service and wear us out as we live in this world. And when we finally finish our race and kept the faith, to know there is laid up for us a crown of righteousness. And Father, we long for that. We say, Maranatha. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
In Christ alone, I will warn you, this version does not have the fourth verse modulation. So we're not going to sing that. I don't know that my voice could do that tonight anyway. But great song. In Christ alone, my hope is found. Let's all sing out.
No soul. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is here.
Christ is our salvation, and we know that we sin. And the great promise of God is that He will heal us if we come to Him. Great song, Healing in Its Wings. Done in me. You've ever heard this song? It talks about God working in us, but it also talks about salvation and specifically the act of baptism. It's one of the great reasons I like this song. And it discusses that, particularly in the second and third verses. And so it's so tempting sometimes, a song like this, just to pay attention to the melody, but listen to the words and listen to what is said. No. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done to me. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, a shield about thee. I actually started to pull this song today, and Edwin argued with me and said, you really like to sing it. So we'll see if he's right. A shield about thee. Vision. Be thou my most definitely need a second bottle of water for this. Most of you are aware of the story of the song, that it was written at sea, that the author wrote it as he passed by where he lost his loved ones, his children. And if you listen to the chorus especially, you can hear the waves of the sea. I have always sung this a peculiar way, and that is to start the song quietly and with much emotion and build to the fourth verse, which is triumphant, which reads, "And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." I'm going to ask for you to stand while we sing and to watch me as we sing this together. And again, we're going to begin quietly. I know that's hard, by the way, for a group this size. I expect quietly, and we will build. Do mi so.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you for a moment before we conclude about hope. I think hope is a word we don't use very well. Here's what I mean by that. My son just turned 16, and he hopes that I'm going to buy him a car. And he would be wrong. And so sometimes when we talk about hope, it's this desire that we have that whether it's unrealistic or not, we don't have a lot of expectation. That's not hope in Scripture. And let me tell you something. I'm convinced the reason why sometimes we can't get people to become Christians is because we don't know what hope is. Why would you listen to me if I told you that maybe if you're lucky, you could go to heaven? Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, I hope to get on a plane and fly to Memphis, Tennessee to see my family. I expect to do that. So much so that today I logged in and I have my boarding pass because I'm ready to go. I have a confident expectation that at 5:05 tomorrow afternoon, I will land at Memphis International Airport. And then depending on the efficiency of the baggage handlers, I will see my family anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours later. You want to talk about hope in the Bible? There is one passage that has always come to mind, and that is in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Where Paul told Timothy, he says, I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Now, I used to read that passage and I used to think to myself, well, of course Paul could have that confidence. He was an apostle. He had the Holy Spirit. And he could work signs and wonders and he had direct revelation. I mean, of course Paul would know that, but me, I'm just a guy from Tennessee. Can I tell you that Paul couldn't say those words because he was an apostle or that he had the Holy Spirit? Paul could say those words because he knew the Lamb of God and he put his faith in Christ alone. And he let the Lord work in him. And he lived his life saying, it is well with my soul. I don't know where you're at tonight in your spiritual journey of life. I don't know how confident you are in your own salvation. But I tell you this. If you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that he died and was raised, and he's a risen Savior, then you should have a confident expectation of seeing him when this life is over. We ought to live that way. When we come to the Lord, we put our faith in him and we trust him. We can have that kind of hope. We're going to sing a song that sometimes people don't like to sing. It's called When We All Get to Heaven. And you know why some people don't like that is they say, well, you just don't know. And I say, that's wrong. We ought to be able to know. And if you can't sing these words confidently because you don't have biblical hope, that confident expectation, we'd encourage you to make your life right tonight. Put on the gospel of Jesus Christ, the obedience. Become God's child through the blood of the Lamb and have hope. If you need to do that tonight through obedience, why not do it now by coming while we stand and while we sing this song together?
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace, in the mass and fire and blessed field, prepare.
Thank you very much, Terry, for leading us in worship tonight. We know it's not about you, it's about God, but we appreciate your work and preparation and leading us so that we could worship God so wonderfully this evening. I am so glad that you have been here this evening, and I hope that you are glad that you have been here this evening. We will be meeting again here on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. We have classes for all ages. 10 o'clock, we have our worship assembly, and then at 5 o'clock, we have an evening assembly. We invite you to be back here at any time. If you're from the community, usually on Wednesday night, we have classes again then, but tonight you were able to experience a treat. Again, if you're a guest from the community, especially if it's the first time that you've been here, we would very much love for you to stick around and stop by the guest center we have in the foyer. We've got some information there for you, some things we'd like for you to have to help you in your walk with the Lord. If you've traveled in from outside of our community, outside of Florida, thank you for spending some time here with us this evening. We pray that you have been uplifted. We have a little bit of a tradition here. I'm trying to make it a tradition. And that is that when we're done, we ask most of the members, before you start talking to some friends, talk to somebody you don't know. I'd like to ask you, if you are a guest, I know that many of you, having traveled in, you're looking across the room and seeing somebody that you know, and we want you to get close to them as well afterwards, but I'd like to encourage you to join us in that little tradition tonight so that you can meet maybe a Christian from another part of the nation or the world. How about before you go meet that person that you know, talk to someone around you that you don't know and make a new friend, find a new brother or sister that you can pray for and remember. Again, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. We're going to be dismissed with a prayer. Brother Andrew Roberts from Tennessee is with us this evening. He's going to lead us in that prayer, following which you will be dismissed.
Friends, would you bow? Our great God Almighty and Father, we are so thankful that you've given us this opportunity to be together tonight. Father, we are thankful that you've given us voices that we can praise you. You are great, and you are worthy, and you are wonderful. And Father, that we can be united in lifting up our voices to you. And Father, we're grateful for this special night. And we know that there's brothers and sisters in Christ from all over the country that are here in this place. And how precious that is. Like some of the harmonies that we sang, it's a rare time when we can all get together and get a sense, Father, of how great and broad your family is and how precious it is to be a part of it. We thank you so much for Brother Terry, for his hard work in putting together these song services. Father, that we could lift up these praises to you, and we pray that you would bless him. We know, Father, because so many are from other parts and other places, we're going to be traveling in the next few days. We pray, Father, that you might bless each of us in our travels. Bring us back home, Father, to our loved ones in your safety, care, and grace. And we pray, Father, for a reunion when we can all be together again. Father, with all of your saints in heaven around your throne, we pray for that great day, that you would keep us in faith and grace until then. In Jesus' name, amen.